Introducing Kramer and Jess
on Mix 106.5.
Hey, Dawn from Bel Air, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
What's going on? What's going on with you? How are you?
Well, I've been a listener of Regan and Bethany for so long, and I'm a little confused and a little angry that there's some new voices on the radio, so I was kind of wondering what to do.
Yeah, totally. You and a lot of people this morning, trust me, as we're going through the phones, everyone's like, wait, this is not what I'm used to. This is completely different. And we, as the new morning show here, we're Kramer and Jess, by the way, want to be as open and honest as possible about this because I think you deserve it. I think everyone kind of deserves an explanation. You know?
You deserve it. And I think sometimes when situations like this happen, a lot of the times it's not acknowledged. And yeah, that's not something that we wanted to do.
Sure. So let's have an honest talk about it because, you know, Regan was here for I think close to 20 years, maybe a little over 20 years.
Yeah.
Here on Mix. How long have you been listening to Regan?
I've been listening since high school.
Yeah. So the best way I think I can put this is that there are a ton of diehard Regan and Bethany fans.
Yeah.
And you can see that on all the social medias. You can, if you were in the studio this morning, you could feel it from the phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is there just wasn't enough. And this media business right now is, I mean, it's always been super tough, super cutthroat. If you listen to Mix for a while now, you've seen the change. And not just Mix. I mean, every radio station in Baltimore eventually is going to start rolling over. I mean, there's another show in the city that just turned over. Somebody else just left too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's so frustrating. And for somebody that worked, though, on a radio station for 20 years, I think, number one, we have to, like, pay honor to his legacy because I don't know many people that make it 20 years on a radio station.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable. So we didn't want to just brush over that. We wanted to give that man his due respect, right?
Right. And I think another reason why it was so important for us to have you guys call in and share with us how you're feeling is because we've been through this before.
Yeah.
We were on a show together, and Kramer can kind of explain to you what happened to him.
For Regan and Bethany's sake, I completely understand what that's like, too. The radio business in general can be super cruel. And it was back in January, and great ratings. The station was making a ton of money. You couldn't be more protected, you'd feel like, in the radio business. And then one day the company decides they got to make a budget cut, and I'm out the door.
Yeah.
It was literally that fast. And so I sympathize for the two of them. I know exactly what it feels like. And as a listener, it's not fair to you. You know, it wasn't your choice. If it was up to you, they would probably still be here this morning.
Also, we don't want to leave you in the dark because these are people that you are spending your morning with every single day.
Right. So I just want to make sure that it's really clear as we're starting our first show on this radio station. It's very clear that they will be missed.
Well, you have some very big shoes to fill.
Yeah, and we do. And so two things. Number one, we don't expect to be your favorite morning show right off the bat.
Right.
You know, it's going to take some time. It's just like getting to know each other. And we're going to still play the same great music every single morning that they were playing and get you pumped up for the day, make you feel good, make you laugh, and all the things that, you know, a good morning show should do.
Yeah.
Jess, though, had an idea last night. You want to talk about, I don't know if we should talk about this on the air, but you'll see that we're completely open and honest. And
yeah, no, it's fine. I feel like that it would be very special, not only for you guys, but because Regan has been here for so long, if he could just come on and at least say goodbye to you. I think there's been so many situations in our industry where, I mean, Kramer, for example, you have no idea that it's going to happen to you, and you walk in and that's it. And then you don't get to have this, you know, goodbye with people that you have spent so much time growing with and getting to know. And so we honestly haven't even asked permission for it yet.
Yeah.
We were just kind of tossing around the idea, but we just think it would be really special for you guys and for him, for at least if he could just come on and like say thank you, because he grew up here, you know? So that's what we're hoping, maybe.
And we, by the way, haven't run that past management yet.
Yeah.
We haven't run that past Regan yet.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We don't know if he would even want to do that. But we just want to let you just like reiterate you know, Dawn, that we understand. We get it. We're in your corner, too. And all we're asking, which is maybe just two things. Well, three things. Well, that's a lot of work for on a Monday morning.
Just keep it.
Okay. Number one, just check us out, you know, and come back maybe in a week's time. If you're still, I don't know. And maybe come back in 2 weeks' time. And I don't know. Just keep checking out the show. Keep supporting your local radio station. And number two, go check out our Instagram. We are Kramer and Jess. Kramer with a K, Kramer and Jess on Instagram. And number three is we have an uncensored podcast you might want to listen to kind of get to know us a little bit better. And that's up at mix1065baltimore.com. Can you just give us that, Dawn? That's all we're asking. If you still hate us and
that's fine.
You don't want to like us anymore.
We won't call you. We won't reach out again. We'll leave you alone. I promise.
Just give us a chance.
I appreciate the honest, and I'm willing to give you guys a shot.
That's what we like to hear.
Thank you
very much. We're super excited to be here in Baltimore, and just thank you for just that little chance, that little sliver of hope that we could be
That's
your next
That's all we need, honestly.
Show.
You made our morning, so thank you.
Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you.
In this moment right here, I just got nervous.
Did you really?
I felt fine, went to bed perfectly fine last night, slept great, knowing that today was our very first morning show, and now I'm waking up super panicked.
I could not be more stoked in my life.
Yeah.
I'm just excited to be here with you.
Totally.
So we have a good balance. You can start crying in the corner, and I got you. Don't worry about it.
Just protect us in the show, please. Get us through this some way, somehow. Hey, welcome to Mix 106.5. It's Kramer and Jess. We're the new morning show here. Typically, we won't start this early. We'll probably come on like 10 after.
Yeah.
But this is a pretty monumental moment, and anybody that's up this early during the pandemic, maybe getting your kids ready for their distant learning or your Zoom calls or whatever today. If we ever get a chance to meet you face to face, I hope that you can come up to us and be like, I remember that very first time that you guys were on Mix.
Because we're doing this together.
Yeah. We have so much to learn together. Basically, what we're trying to say is we need you so bad in this radio situation. So good morning, and thank you for making us a part of your day and for welcoming us to your city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just moved here. Our stuff's not even here yet.
Yeah, our stuff is actually literally about to get into town in just a few hours, and that will be the first time we're moving into our apartment. So we are definitely very new here and figuring it out for sure.
But we're learning all kind of stuff so far. Like, you love Old Bay on everything.
Yes.
That's one thing I've taken away. Anything else you've taken away so far just from living in Baltimore now for, I think we're on day 18 in Baltimore?
Crab cakes. Are a must.
On everything.
Everything.
Anything you can put crab on, you're going to put crab on.
Yeah. You know? I had like a crab cake eggs benedict the other day. It was the best thing I've ever had in my life.
Delicious, huh?
Yeah.
So I'm just glad you're here on the first show. Thanks for sticking with us and being a part of this 6 o'clock crew this early on. 10 after every hour, we're going to do a segment called the top three, Baltimore's top three. It's like the top trending stories. Jess is going to bring that to you every single day just to give you an expectation of what you're going to get here in the morning and what's coming up here in a second.
If you might need a free ride from Lyft, they might be able to hook you up. Got those details coming up next.
Cool. We'll do it here next on Mix.
It's like strawberries.
Mix 106.5. It's top three with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
Yeah, because, you know, you're busy in the morning. You don't have time to go through Facebook feeds and Twitter feeds. Luckily, my good friend Jess over here lives on that stuff.
Yes.
What is your phone time for the week?
I don't even want to tell you how much time I've been spending on my phone.
She lives on it, so she can update you every single morning. 10 after. Jess, what is trending this morning?
Okay. It was the first NFL Sunday since the coronavirus pandemic began, and the Ravens crushed the Cleveland Browns 38-6 in the season opener. The team announced in late August it would bring fans to the stadium for at least the initial part of the season, so they weren't there, but the team is still staying connected. Fans purchased all of the seats in section 146, more than 500 dedicated to Baltimore superfan Mo, the 14-year-old who lost his lifelong battle with cancer over the summer. And they said, we are honored to be able to do this for him. We want him to know and his family to know that his energy is with us always. And I don't know if you saw, but there was just like a ton of pictures of him, and they did a cutout for his mom too.
Yeah, super special.
So amazing.
You know, we got here the weekend that we actually came to visit Baltimore for the first time was the weekend that Mo passed.
Yeah.
It's actually one of the first Baltimore stories that we learned, and we instantly sympathized and kind of fell in love with just Mo's story and his battle and just the loss of the city felt during the whole process. So that was cool to see.
Yeah. And also in the end zone, the Baltimore, they highlighted the MO in gold too for him, which
That's
is
cool.
Like, how great is that?
Yeah.
So Lyft announced an expansion of the Lyft Up Jobs Access Program, a program that offers free and discounted rides to people looking for a job in need of transportation, training, or placement. Lyft is working in partnership with the United Way and Goodwill to run the program. And if you need more info, go on Lyft.com and you can check out all that stuff in the job access section on their website.
Very cool.
So Saturday Night Live will return to Studio 8H for live shows in October. NBC announced that SNL will kick off its 46th season on October 3rd, returning to the show's home at Rockefeller Center. And their last episode aired back in March, having to shut down due to the pandemic. And they even tried to remotely do those produced episodes.
Right, and like
the,
weird.
I don't think they went very well because there's only three. So they haven't confirmed if there's going to be an in-studio audience. We're still waiting on that and also waiting to find out who the host and musical guest is going to be. This is Jess, and that's your Baltimore Top 3.
There you go. Thank you, Jess. And we'll do that every hour, 10 after here on Mix. So again, 7:10, and tomorrow if you're a 6 o'clock person, be here, and we'll do it on Mix 106.5. We're Kramer and Jess. Good morning. Mix 106.5 Baltimore. It's Kramer and Jess. We are your new morning show here. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks for waking up with us. Appreciate it. You know, we've lived here in Baltimore now for a little over 2 weeks.
Yes, in a hotel.
Shout out, by the way. We should give them props because the Delta Hotel up in Hunt Valley, we have become best friends with every single person that works there.
At this point, yeah. And how many room keys have you gotten?
That's what I was going to ask you this morning. I want to play a little game with you here in a second. But Jess and I were saying this morning, since we've, you know, just gotten into town, we were living up there, we never want to stay in a hotel ever again.
Never.
Just everyone's missing, you know, going back to normality.
Yeah.
You may miss going on vacation. If we don't stay in a hotel for another 2 years, I'm completely fine with it. So the difference between Jess and I is she's pretty responsible.
Yeah.
Like, she can, like,
pretty.
Keep up with her. For a 27-year-old, I think you've got your act together.
That's fair.
Now, as a 37-year-old man, I think I should have my stuff together a little bit better than I actually do.
You should.
So I'm just terrible at keeping up with anything. Car keys. Maybe you're one of those kind of people. Like, where are my keys?
Yeah.
What do I do with those? I'm one of those kind of people, right? So throughout the course of our stay up at the Delta Hotel in Hunt Valley, I had to go back and get multiple key cards because I'd walk out not thinking about it.
So bad.
Have to go to the front desk. It almost became a running joke with one of the girls there. She's like, another key card?
I'm like, yeah.
I want you to try to guess in our... We were in that hotel for 17 days.
Okay.
This morning, as we were clearing everything out, I want you to guess how many key cards I had to take back to the front desk. 17 days.
Oh, my God. Oh.
17 days. How many key cards do you think this morning, when I was cleaning up the room, did I find in the room with me?
So, initially, they give you two.
They give you two.
When you arrive. I'm going to give you a 5-card leeway, so let's say 7.
7 would probably be appropriate for some people.
Yeah.
I had 19 cards.
Are you kidding me?
19 key cards in my room this morning as I was going through it. The math doesn't even make sense.
You're terrible.
If you're driving to work right now and you're like counting on your fingers, like, how is it in 17 days? Like, how is that even humanly possible? I have no explanation other than I just cannot keep my life together sometimes.
That's
so,
all right. We're figuring it out.
We're figuring out Baltimore, one key card at a time on Mix 106.5.
Used to meet me on the east side.
Anybody else feeling like this morning?
She used to meet me on the east side, the city with a sun all set.
I just turned to Jess, and I was like, it is Monday, right?
Yeah.
I'm all kind of turned around. The pandemic's already done, like, one thing, but we're starting a brand new morning show, and I'm like, we've been running around town trying
to get everything
ready.
Who am I?
You finally got your apartment?
Yes, I got my first apartment with my boyfriend.
Yes. Where are you guys living?
Towson.
Right. I finally got my first condo here, and it's me and my dog Kiki. I say it like it's this huge family.
You are. That is your family.
We got our condo over in Fed Hill. So we're actually moving in today and we're really excited, but you can see life's been kind of crazy since we moved here, right? So I'm like, what day actually is this? It's Mix 106.5. We're Kramer and Jess. We are the new morning show. And yeah, so the show is just us. Mm-hmm. It's just me and Jess, but there's one other person that we want to introduce you to this morning, especially on a Monday.
I feel like, I mean, we need her in our lives, but I feel like you need her too.
I want you to be introduced to literally the most important woman in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's going to bring you some morning motivation next on Mix 106.5.
Mix 106.5. Baltimore's best music mix means
it's Doja Cat.
Pink is on Mix this morning. It's Mix 106.5. We're Kramer and Jess. We are your new morning show.
Hi.
My name is Steve Kramer. That's Jessica Dutra. We're just two friends and some microphones and
hanging out.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
that's
figuring it out, honestly.
As simple life and this show. Just trying to figure it all out together. But we're super happy that you're here on the first day. We really appreciate you being here. And while the show is going to just consist of the two of us, there's one really special person that I feel like you gotta know because she is literally the most important person in my life, and that is my mom.
Yeah.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
This is my mom, by the way, Baltimore. This is her name, her real name, by the way, not a stage name or a radio name, is Nancy Yancey. And she is literally the greatest human being on the face of the earth.
The most magical person that you will ever experience in life, honestly.
Oh, you guys are so sweet.
And my mom, I'm born and raised in Atlanta, so it's good to be back over here on the East Coast. And you guys, you were saying you're huddled around the radio.com app this morning listening. You got any feedback so far on the show?
Oh, it's so much fun to hear you guys again. Oh, and you're doing great.
What is dad there with you too?
Oh, yeah.
And this is my dad. His nickname is Jimmy Mac. Do you want to pass the phone to him really quick just for some feedback this morning?
Hey,
any feedback so far this morning, Dad?
You guys are just like pros. You're going to hit it out of the ballpark up there.
Well, I hope so.
Aw, thank
Oriole
you.
Fans.
Yeah.
You're going to be Oriole fans soon.
Before you know it.
Yeah.
Before you know it. We'll have the orange and black before you know it.
Yeah. You better get your A game. I can tell right now, Jess has got her A game already.
Yeah, she's great. She's great, isn't she? She's already
she's
killing
awesome.
It. Well, as the show goes on, you'll get to know my parents better, but that's enough for my dad today. Trust me, he's small dose. Okay, love you, Dad. Pass it back to Mom.
All right.
He's like, fine, bye.
So my mom literally is one of the most motivational people that I ever met. And I actually have started a podcast with my mom. Mm-hmm. It is called Certified Mama's Boy. Mm-hmm. And you can listen to it. It's a daily podcast that we do on the radio.com app. So hopefully you'll check it out. But it's kind of just based in her wisdom. So Jess and I were talking yesterday and we're like, we should like bring this to Mix because it is always just so feel good when mom comes around. So we're going to start a new segment called Mom's Monday Motivation. And about this time every Monday, we'll bring her on and just kind of give us some just something to get your Monday and your week started off right. So, Mom, for the very first time for Baltimore, let's get some Monday motivation going.
Okay. Always believe in yourself and just do you.
That's easy enough. Yeah.
That's all you have to do, right?
That's
do you guys.
Yeah. You know, we, and we're going to get into it later on today, probably like an hour from now, about 7:40 we'll talk.
Yeah.
We have some massive shoes to fill here because we're coming in after a show that was here for 3 years, but Reagan, let's just call it what it is. Reagan was here for 20 years.
Really long time.
And so it's honestly pretty intimidating to sit in the same chair as him this morning and talking to the same microphone that he talked into for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
And part of me is like, are we going to be good enough to do this? Because there is such a high bar set, I think.
And will people accept us and give us a chance is really a heavy feeling that's been weighing on us too.
Right. So I think just hearing these words this morning of like, because part of me wants to like come in and try to be just like them. You know, like to kind of do their show. And I think that, you know, hearing this morning, it's like, no, we're going to just try our best. We're going to be ourselves. We're going to be open and authentic. And if it doesn't work, then we're just going to move into my mom's house in Atlanta.
And we'll just maybe get more hotel keys and move back into the hotel.
We'll just move back into the Delta Hotel for a while and we'll figure it out. But okay, always be yourself, Mom. That's really good. I appreciate that. Love you so much.
We love you.
Love you guys forever.
Remember your first day at work? It's already uncomfortable. It's weird.
It's weird. You don't know what to do.
You don't know the people. You don't know the place.
You don't know where to go.
You don't know the bathroom.
You can't find anything.
Jess is having probably so far the roughest first day between the two of us. What just happened?
I literally went to the other side of the building to a completely different studio. I was just looking for the bathroom. I had no idea where I was because, like, everything kind of low-key looks the same here. And I started freaking out because we just had a couple seconds to come back. And I'm like, I'm going to ruin it. I don't know where I am. I'm, like, calling you. It's so bad.
The Mix 105 studio is just massive. It's so big. If you ever come to, like, pick up a prize, you'll see just how really... But welcome back.
I'm good.
Glad to have you
I
here.
I made it.
Yes. Thank you for waking up with Mix 106.5 and for Kramer and Jess. Yeah, big TV news here in just a second. Hang out if you've got a few minutes this morning. About 8:45, we're going to play a game called Mega Prize Minute for the first time.
I'm so excited.
For your shot to win $500.
Yeah.
And all you got to do is answer 10 trivia questions.
That's it.
And it could be yours. Coming up this morning, 8:45 now.
Mix 106.5. It's Top 3 with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
Let me introduce you to my good friend. This is Jess.
Hi.
Dutra. If you want to look her up on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm
Jessica?
On the book.
Is it Jessica?
I think it's Jessica.
So she is, she's single. She has a boyfriend. Not married, though. No kids. She's got a lot of free time. And so her responsibility on the show is every day about 10 after, she's going to come on and tell us three top trending stories because you're busy. You got things going, Zoom meetings and kids.
You don't have time.
Distant learning. But luckily, she has plenty of time.
I got all the time.
And here goes Jess with the top three this morning.
It was the first NFL Sunday since the coronavirus pandemic began. And the Ravens crushed the Cleveland Browns 38-6 in the season opener. The team announced in late August they would not bring fans to the stadium for at least the initial part of the season, but the team is still staying connected. Fans purchased all of the seats in Section 146, more than 500 seats dedicated to Baltimore super fan Mo, the 14-year-old boy who lost his lifelong battle with cancer over the summer. The Ravens posted a really special video of the whole thing. We have that up for you on the Mix 106.5 Facebook page if you want to watch that. It's really special. Lyft announced an expansion of the Lift Up Jobs Access Program, a program that offers free and discounted rides to people looking for a job in need of transportation, training, or placement. Lyft is working in partnership with United Way and Goodwill to run the program. In Baltimore, the United Way will be the ones to distribute the Lyft ride credits. And if you need any info on that, Lyft.com, and just check that out under the Job Access section on the website.
It's cool for Lyft to do this. It's like one step closer to getting back things back to normal here in Baltimore.
And right? Everybody just coming together to help people out. Yep. I love that. Okay, this is the coolest thing ever, okay? Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is now on Airbnb.
How does this work?
I'll tell you. So fans can now stay at the mansion that was actually used for the show. So you know, like in the, like what, the... In the beginning, you see like the big mansion and stuff where he pulls up in the cab. Right. You're about to stay in that house. Will Smith is teaming up with the Airbnb to let fans stay in the mansion for only $30 a night to celebrate the show's 30th anniversary.
That's what I was going to ask. The price tag had to be steep. $30.
$30 for the 30th anniversary. And you'll be able to go through Will's closet, play basketball. You can mess around with the DJ Jazzy Jeff's turntables, which is super cool. Airbnb will be making a donation to the Boys and Girls Club of Philadelphia from the proceeds. Fans can try to get their hands on one of the five-night stays on September 29th. And this comes after Smith tease a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reunion that's set to come around Thanksgiving, so watch out for that. This is Jess, and that's your Baltimore Top 3.
I make fun of Jess a lot because she's 10 years younger than me, so sometimes there's cultural references that she doesn't get. Did you watch Fresh Prince?
Oh, yeah, and also, I mean, even if I still watch it now.
Like, so if
I'll
I
still watch it.
If I ask you to, like, do the theme song, could you do it?
I can't rap every
week. Come on, try it.
Wait, in West Philadelphia, born and raised, la 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 da 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 da. I got it, though, kinda.
Playground is where I spent most of my days. There we go. We'll get it by the end of the show. Maroon 5's on Mix right now.
Kramer and Jess. New morning fun.
On Mix 106.5.
I actually asked this guy right here, to wake up super early. I was texting, by the way, let's welcome Priestley from the afternoon show to our show. Yeah.
Good morning, Kramer and Jess, and welcome to Baltimore's show.
Dude!
You're the best.
Thank you so much for that warm welcome. I was texting with Priestley yesterday about, you know, having him come on the show and say hi to us and make sure that we're doing okay, that we're pushing the buttons right, and we've got the music right, and the city names and
everything.
Dude, thank you. That's so nice. But I was texting with him because I was like, you do the afternoon show. You don't come on until much later in the day. What time do you actually wake up? He's like, I don't usually get up till about 9:30.
Are you serious?
I'm just, thank you guys for doing what you're doing. You're stepping into a giant show. And you, I mean, I,
I remember filling in for mornings. What time did your alarm go off? Mine would go off at like 3:30.
Yeah, I was a solid 3:45 this morning, Jess.
3:30.
Yeah, yeah. So
I thank you.
Yeah. Priest, like, thank you for not making me wake up any earlier than 9 a.m. I appreciate that. You know, the first time that we came to Baltimore was the weekend, and I don't mean to bring the mood down, but I think something we've got to acknowledge is the weekend that Mo passed away.
Yes.
And really, we learned very quickly about his legacy here in the city and how important he was to this city. And yesterday was really super cool to see over at the Ravens game. And I was hoping you can, like, because I know you and Mo were really close. That was like your guy.
I would joke he was like my fourth son. Yeah. Third son. But guys, yesterday was like, I have goosebumps right now. And yeah. It's crazy because you don't know this about me. Most people in Baltimore do. I really don't care about sports. But now I feel super invested and thankful to the Ravens and to the community. What they did for Mo yesterday with Mo's Rose, I don't know about you guys, but it brought me to tears. It was unbelievable. Did you see it?
I think, yeah, totally. Yes. And I think even if you didn't know the story, which I know the whole city does, but as someone that wasn't, you know, only had known his legacy for about a month, so powerful, such a powerful statement. And for everyone that took a part in that, I think it was just super special to see a city, because you don't see that in any other football game.
I have never seen that before. And
like
then
that.
Also they had a cutout of his mom, too.
Sonzi.
Yeah.
Yes. It was beautiful. And then on top of that, so you had 575 cardboard cutouts of Mo filling section 146. You were able to see it so many different angles during the game yesterday. And yeah, Sonzi's in the middle of them all. And then on top of it, they, for the first time ever, painted the end zone that said Baltimore. But they used the M and the O and capitalized them and painted them in gold. I mean, it was like you could see it from outer space.
Yeah.
It was special. It was so special,
it was,
man. It was really
incredible.
Cool.
Oh, and then, by the way, the Ravens destroyed them.
Yeah,
right?
we should mention that part, too. And
I
think Mo, looking down, was like, this is how it should be.
Yeah.
This is how it should be, you know?
Totally.
I get it. Well, you know, we got Priestley on from the afternoon show right now. Dude, give us a little bit of Baltimore advice, because, you know, it's our first show. We're literally, our stuff is getting here today. It's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot going on today. Give me like, if you had to leave me with one bit of Baltimore advice of what it's going to take to become like, to fit in here, to get people to love us and to know us. What would you, because you've been on now for so many years on Mix. What advice can you give us?
Dude, do that again. My brother or my sister, keep it real. Okay.
Yeah.
I said this to you over at Mother's. I think it was Saturday this time around. But again, I'm a little old school. I've been around for a long time. By the way, two episodes away from finishing Cobra Kai, Jess.
Yes. Yes.
But to reference another, I believe it was early 90s movie, maybe late 80s, pump up the volume. Truth, my friends in Baltimore, they could smell a lie like a fart in the car. Keep it real, and you guys are real, and I love you about that. And I think just as long as you're accepting of them being a little nervous and just be you guys, because I've gotten to know you guys and I genuinely love you guys.
Wow.
So welcome and just be you guys. And that's all they're going to want. What's there not to love?
Well, that's really nice.
We've spent
tons of time with you and the family. Thank you for having us over the other day. I thought that was really special to be in the Priestley family studio. And, dude, we just appreciate your warm welcome as we've been, you know, pretty nervous and in this whole situation. But you've been more than welcoming.
It is. Let me tell you, this is a tough transition. It's hard for everybody, and that's okay. We can talk about the elephant in the room. We don't like change. You guys are moving. I mean, nobody wants to uproot life. And 2020 has already been difficult as is. We talk like we're family. We talk like we're real. We respect our audience that way. And Baltimore is one of these towns that they could take it. And I'm telling you, just keep it real, we're going to have fun.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we all said on the Mix staff. It's going to be the most fun. We're going to aim to having the most fun that Mix has ever had, and like bring that to the air every single day. It's a great team all the way through from 6 a.m. to midnight. So hopefully you'll keep hanging out and giving us a chance. And I know you're already listening to Priestley, but hopefully you'll come check out our show too. And there's a good man right here, Priestley, everybody.
Thank you, Priestley. We love you.
Guys, crush it. Welcome to Baltimore on Mix 106.5.